And we're still deep in the green fields at the end of the road festival, this time for the second part of our conversation with BAFTA award-winning director Mark Jenkin, along with his sonic collaborator in the band The Cornish Sound Unit, Dion Starr. This time we're talking about Cornish folk horror and everything that it means to be Cornish, as well as the dream of a flourishing Cornish film industry.
Because we're on the very geographically on the extreme, people always do flag up where we are as a location. I think, you know, the same if, I mean, yes, I was at a film festival yesterday in Shetland, and it's the same there. You wouldn't say Scottish, you know, it'd be Shetland. You'd make a point of it being at the extremity, and that kind of, certainly from my point of view, that plays into my thinking anyway, that I think of myself as Cornish, British, European. The film for me is a very Cornish film, and it's an outward looking Cornish thing. It's not like an insular kind of thing, and it's not anti anything, you know, it's not anti English or anti British or whatever. It's just pro where we're from. We have an identity crisis in Cornwall that ironically is largely created by film and TV portrayals of the place that we kind of, certainly I want to redress, and I try and do that through my work and carry that in my film work, but also carry it through the music that we're making, and having a real sense of place that's specific from to where we're from.
It's a particularly thorny issue. I mean, I was born and grew up in Cornwall, and it wasn't actually until getting to know Mark and in fact a conversation we had around bait, I think maybe an early pre-production perhaps, where I started to sort of connect a little bit more with the fact I was from a place like Mark, feeling perhaps maybe first Cornish but also maybe more European than anything else. And I think what's really important in using the term is it's a signal to others. Having a conversation with my teenage son about Aphex Twin being from Cornwall, and the moment he realized that, sort of a light sort of shone down on him in a way, sort of he realized he could do that, he could follow that, or he had something to connect him and the work that he did with the place that he was doing his work. And I think Mark's film's is doing that for a lot of people in Cornwall.
And it's difficult to talk about because there's a bit of a paradox at the heart of it. Cornwall's distinct. Cornwall's got a distinct culture, it's got a distinct history, it's got a language that is resurgent, but even if it wasn't resurgent, even if the language had completely died out, it's a language that's informed so much about Cornwall. So I like to highlight that kind of difference, that Cornwall is different to the places that it's next to and quite often aligned with. But the paradox is I'm also a great believer that actually we're all the same. You know, it doesn't matter where you're from. As humans, we all have the same hopes and dreams and fears and aspirations and successes and failures. Quite a lot of being Cornish for a long time was about rejecting what I wasn't. Which was, you know, saying, oh, I'm not English, you know, I'm not this, I'm not that, I'm, you know, but not saying I'm this, or just defining yourself as saying you're not that. And that's because of the Cornish constitutional issue, because we've got a very grey area of where Cornwall sits within and its relationship to England, as a duchy rather than a county, but as an earldom that evolved from a kingdom and all this kind of stuff. It's all very complicated. But I spent a long time, like quite a few people in my generation did, of rejecting what they weren't in order to feel Cornish. And I think I'm lucky enough to have a bit of a profile with my work where I can now define myself by what I am in a positive way rather than define myself by what I'm not. That goes for Ennismain as well. You know, my early thoughts when Ennismain was getting labelled a folk horror, I was a bit resistant to that because I felt it was a very English label, and like merry old England and the village green, and you know, and before we, you know, when England was England and we didn't have people from overseas coming over here and diluting the culture and all this kind of stuff, which is, I think, a lot of people in the country want to go back to that, even though it was a thing that never existed in the first place. So I kind of rejected the Englishness of folk horror, and with Denzel, the producer of Ennismain, we kind of said, well, why don't we just say we're Cornish folk horror, you know, and not run away from the folk horror label, just create a film in a subgenre that's never existed before. And then of course you do a bit of research into something like folk horror and you realise that folk horror is a subgenre that exists in every cinema on the planet, because everybody's got a folk culture and everybody who's got a cinematic tradition will have folk films. So that was really great. It was like, we don't have to define ourselves by what we're not, we define ourselves by what we are, and then you find a commonality with everybody else on the on the planet, all kind of countries and cultures and races, and I think that's probably a better direction to be going in.
The other thing that you're doing for Cornwall is in education, that you do often work with people you've come across as students, and you're like, there's an involvement with the university, which is kind of like the envy of universities all over, like a film that's a hit and an award winner.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, Dion's got a link to Falmouth University as well. I'm a professor of film practice at the university now, and that's kind of come out of the success of my films. You know, the university, again, in terms of Cornwall, was an incredible thing. When I left Cornwall to go and study, there was talk of a university. By the time I moved back, the university was there. It had taken several decades, or, you know, 20 years or whatever, but there was Falmouth University, or University College Falmouth as it was then. And I moved back to Cornwall thinking, from London, where I'd been working in the industry, thinking I was going to have to keep going back to London to work, because there was no paid work in Cornwall that I could do. And the university was great, because they invited me in as a filmmaker, and I thought, you know, I was going to have to subsidize my life in Cornwall selling ice creams like everybody else. But there was this new professional kind of thing going on, and so I've got a real loyalty to Falmouth University in that sense. And I think I hope we've got a very balanced reciprocal relationship, where a lot of students come and postgrads come and work on the films that I'm making, and I have my engagement as a professor going in and talking to them. And in fact, like Kingsley Marshall, who's the head of the School of Film and Television at Falmouth University, he's here now. He's an exec producer on Ennis Main. He was associate producer on Bait. They put money into both films. He'll be there for the live score. I'm a big believer in the students who are kind of in their third year and the couple of years afterwards graduating at a real cutting edge of the industry. They're the ones who really know actually what's going on. If I can have them working with me, and they can, their first job or their first experience can be in Cornwall, then hopefully they will stay, you know, a percentage of them will stay, and it will boost the industry, rather than there being, it'll be the opposite, whatever the opposite of a brain drain is, which is what Cornwall had pre the university. You know, people went from Cornwall away to university and never came back. If we can keep some of the Cornish people in Cornwall at the university, who will then stay, but also bring in people from all over the place into Cornwall to go to university, who will then stay, then it's just such a brilliant progression in the way Cornwall sort of operates, and it's sort of a more diverse economy, I think, is hopefully forming, and a lot of that is because of the university.
You can get like a nice big plate of beer.
Mark Jenkin there, and you heard also from Dion Starr, the other half of the Cornish Sound Unit. Check out the podcast feed for a special extra in which Mark Jenkin recounts the imaginary biography of a lobster that appeared in his film Bait. We'll be back at the end of the road next time on Culture File.